Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The state budget agency reports revenue collections last month were $23 million more than projected and $102 million above collections for the same month a year ago. Sales and individual income tax collections both increased. State general fund revenue fund collections were consistent with recent trends. Several reports say the FBI will search a landfill in Terre Haute in connection with the Lauren Spear missing persons case. No search date has been announced. It's been 2 months since the 20-year-old IU student was last seen walking alone in downtown Bloomington. More accountability for parents, as they could face charges in adult court if their kids don't show up for school. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry says he'll use adult court to prosecute the parents of children 11 and under who have at least 10 unexcused absences. School social workers will work with parents to keep them up to date. A new defense attorney for Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White, former Marion County Prosecutor Carl Brizzi, will represent White against 7 felony counts, including perjury. White's former attorney Dennis Zahn was unhappy with some of White's comments to the media before one court appearance. The Indianapolis Zoo says beginning today, visitors will be able to see the baby elephant that was born 2 weeks ago. The female African elephant will roam the zoo's public elephant exhibit for about 2 hours a day. Zoo officials say she's doing well and gaining about a pound a day since weighing in at 238 pounds when she was born July 20th. WFYI weather, partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 90 and mostly sunny tomorrow, high 88. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.